welcome to the Book Echoes podcast, the podcast on making great books while making creative lives that work for us. I'm your host, author, editor, and book coach, Connie B. Dowell. So today is another kind of quick intro while trying to set out of the way of my family who are sort of waking up, sort of having breakfast. So I will do my best on the audio quality here, put my editing skills to the test in this echoey room. Today, I am talking with author Forrest Wells about emotion in writing. And that can be really tough sometimes for new writers to convey. We touch on a number of important points, but probably the most important tidbits from this conversation are the importance of not just naming emotions and even not just describing the physical things that happen to the character and their emotions, but also diving deep into your characters, understanding why they're feeling it the way they do. And that means understanding all of what's come before this moment and how it influences everything around them so that they are thinking and feeling like real people. So I'm really excited for you guys to enjoy this conversation. I'm also including some links to some helpful books in the show notes because this is a really difficult topic. And sometimes, you know, a quick 15-minute interview isn't really going to fully explain it, but there are loads of resources out there to help you dive deeper into your character's emotions. So, and now one last thing before we get started, I do have another announcement. Yay, another novella in the books. It's called A Villain in the Vineyard, and it was published yesterday. So my second in my bookmobile historical mystery cozy series is out there. And I am just about ready to be reading instead of writing, revising, book launch prepping for a while. So I am ready to read some books for fun. I am ready to take on some extra editing clients. And you can always find me at bookechoes.com/services. Now, onward to the episode with Forrest, and let's enjoy. Today on the podcast, I'm talking with author Forrest Wells. Welcome to the show, Forrest.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm glad to have you here chatting with me this afternoon. So for listeners who haven't heard you before, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you write?
Well, you know, I'm a small town author, and my specialty is I like to tell stories about journeys people take, but I don't mean travel. I mean the journey characters take over their lives, who they, you know, going from who they are at the beginning of the story to who they become at the end. You see that more prominently in my first novel, Luna the Lone Wolf, where he goes from future alpha to banished wolf to whatever it is he becomes at the end. I'm not about to spoil that, of course. But my ideas tend toward the fantasy and sci-fi areas. You know, even Luna had kind of a fantasy feel, but my next project is a military sci-fi. I've got a couple of fantasy ideas that are next in line. So I like to spend time in fictional worlds rather than the real one.
Mm-hmm. I think that's common for a lot of folks who write genre fiction of any kind. And sometimes we all need a little bit of escape from the world that we currently live in. So, So you're here today to talk about conveying emotion in your fiction. So how did you first learn to write emotion well?
You know, it sounds weird, but it was always there. Even in my early drafts, I always focused on the characters because I always had a hard time mastering the plot and the setting. So it's like, okay, characters I can do, worlds not so much. So as I learned to write and started writing my early aspects, it all became about the characters. And I realized early on, I got to make sure I nail their emotions to convey that properly. So it was just kind of a natural evolution of my focus. That said, an acting class is where really helped me get into the heads of my characters. And that's when I really started to develop sort of a method writing kind of thing. You hear about method actors, so they get into the heads of the characters. I do the same thing. And by doing so, I was able to get more in tune with what they're feeling in a given moment and then convey it properly in my writing.
Yeah, that's a good tip. And I've heard from a few authors, but not that many, that taking an acting class or reading the kinds of books that aspiring actors read can also inform our fiction, because we are acting out all of our characters, aren't we?
To a point, yeah. I just, you know, I really get in that moment with whatever the moment is with the characters.
Yeah. All right. So what are some of the ways that new writers might make mistakes in trying to convey emotion? Things maybe you've seen.
You know, a lot of it is they don't get the full instruction. You know, you'd always hear the common tips: show, don't tell, don't say mad, say angry, fury, rage, and that's all well and good, but they kind of stop there. You know, they don't. So what you end up with is you have newer writers, they end up with this sort of thesaurus of words for emotions, but they don't do anything with it. So there's no connection to the emotion. My brain is completely farting here. And then even when they get to the next step, you know, they're told to show emotion, you really have to have the character do something, which is a good start. That is a good tip and very valid. But again, it's just there. Yeah, there's no connection to that emotion. When a man is so angry, he's able to put his fist through a door made of solid oak. There's a lot of nuance to the rage required to not only try that, but to actually succeed. And so what you get is you have this, you know, they talk about fury and rage. They have their character put their hand through a door, but then they don't do anything more than that before, during, or after. So there's no connection with that emotion and that action. It's just, you know, like I said, it's a thesaurus of different words for the same emotion.
Yeah. Are you talking about interiority, that there's no thoughts conveyed behind those actions they're taking?
It's more like that emotion triggers something. Like I said, when you're so angry, you're actually going to try to put, you know, you feel that need to do something, and that need drives you to put your fist through a door or a wall. I have to hit something. There's often more nuance to what's going on in that character that brings him to that point, especially when he just put his hand through a door that probably shattered his hand. Mm-hmm. But he's still feeling only that rage.
Ah, yeah.
So it's a lot of new writers, it's like, well, all I have to do is, you know, don't say mad, make sure the character does something, and I'm good. Nobody tells them that it's a little more complicated than that to really nail that moment.
Yeah, I see what you mean. There's those really engaging emotions are not one note. They're multifaceted.
And they could have a different source. Yeah, he thinks he's pissed off at this, and that's what you see. But why is he that pissed off? You know, the underlying emotion can lead him to be something that is really not. And sometimes the emotion gets very, very complicated. I remember an episode of This Is Us where we see the day that the father died. They tell the wife that her husband is dead, and she chows down on a chocolate bar. These emotions don't connect, but when, as you get deeper into the emotion, you realize what that is the brain kind of defending itself, like, nope, we're not going to listen to that. We're just going to eat this chocolate bar. We're not going to think about what that doctor just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's another kind of wake-up call, that a person's reaction may not be your first go-to for what you think their emotional response should be, because we have those defense mechanisms in our head.
And it doesn't always make sense.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't always seem to make sense. So those are kind of some of the mistakes that you've seen in early writers, that they kind of follow the directions maybe a little bit blindly and have these one note reactions without the necessary backstory and subconscious feeding into it. What are some ways that you see writers do it really well?
They dig into it all the way. You know, it's not just the fury. There's the build up to that moment of Superman. You know, they it's not just the rage all of a sudden. They build up to it. You get to know the character, and then because you know them, you start to get a sense of why this has them so enraged. And then it's hard to explain properly. I'm rambling here. I'm having a hard time explaining exactly why some people do it well, which is probably why so many people struggle with it. It's hard to point at and say, there it is. That's how you do it. It just feels like they make that connection. It's not just new ways to say mad, sad, happy. It's connecting that moment to the emotion. I'm able to connect with the character, even if I've never felt that before. I get a better sense of what the character is feeling in that moment, and why it is making them react the way it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, it's not about new ways to say angry, and indeed, I find like if I'm reading something and the writer has named the emotion, that's actually drained it a little bit of its power. It's much better to have them feel it and you are immersed completely in their head. I never go around, rarely do you go around in life thinking, I'm mad. You just are.
Well, and that's actually the basis of my method. That's how I convey emotion in my writing, is a lot of times I won't even name the emotion. I might, you know, sometimes it's in passing, but a lot of times it's just the sensation. When I convey emotion in my writing, and a lot of people have said, hey, this makes sense and it works, I focus on the sensation. You know, what is the, it's not the emotion you're feeling, it's what you're feeling in that moment. I mean, you don't feel sad, you don't feel grief. You feel like your limbs are shrinking and you feel a literal void where your heart used to be. You don't feel happy. You're energetic and happy and bubbly and you're just bouncing off the wall. The woo! You know, you may know what that is, but you're not feeling joy. You're not feeling grief. You're feeling these other things that are that emotion. And that's what I focus on. I focus on the sensation. You know, I'm not telling you what the emotion is, I'm telling you what the character is feeling. Even if you've never felt that particular emotion before, the sensation can still get you there. So, and by the time the sensation really hits and you started feeling the emotion has already arrived.
Yeah. So I that does kind of bring it back to that method writing sort of thing. You can, maybe you have never been in the situation your character has been in, but you've had situations that have made you shake with anger or cower in fear. Everyone has experienced this full range of different emotions, that the circumstances are just very different.
And even if you've never felt enough rage to become Superman, you know what it is to feel heat within, or pressure, or just to feel heat in general. And again, by focusing on, you know, this churning pot of heat and pressure in my chest that I finally had to let it out somehow. You may not have never felt that, but because you can imagine what that feels like, all of a sudden you're feeling this emotion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So is there anything in kind of examining how emotion is conveyed in just a second? I mean, a little bit of, there we go. I'll edit that out. A little bit of tech issues here, but is there anything in examining how emotion is conveyed in writing that you found unexpected or surprising the more that you've learned about it?
Not really. The main thing is the realization that, you know, to focus on the sensation. Because as I thought more and more and started putting myself in that character's moments, I started to realize how much emotion is based on that sensation. That's why I started focusing on it when I started really developing my style and my methods. So I was a little surprised how much emotion could be conveyed so quickly. I mean, you talk about, I mean, with my Wolf novel, he talked about a feeling of pine cone in his throat, and that's all it took. One little sensation and everything connected to that, combined with the context around him, that's all it took. One little twinge, one feeling of having a pine cone lodged in his throat, that was it. I was surprised it was that it took so little.
Yeah, sometimes that is surprisingly little detail can convey quite a great deal.
As I say, the devil is in the details, so is the feeling.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, do you have any parting thoughts, anything that maybe I should have asked about?
No, I think that's pretty much it. The only thing I would say is, you know, I've talked about my method. The thing is, this is my method. And does that mean it will work for everyone? No. Some people will find a different method to reach the same goal. That doesn't make them it any better or worse than mine. It's the thing that drives me crazy about writing these days. So many writing tips is, this is the way you do it. No, that's the way you do it. And this is the way I do it. It has helped a lot of writers figure it out, and I'm glad it does. But, you know, don't be discouraged by, well, I've tried it your way and it still doesn't work. That's because you may need another way to do the same thing.
All righty. Good advice. Good advice. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Forrest. Can you remind our listeners where we can find you and your writing online?
Well, Twitter is the easiest way. It's the place I'm most active. I participate in a few chats and games on Twitter. I am on Facebook, but Facebook isn't all that good unless you're a big name author. So mostly Twitter. You can find me there at Forrest Wells Den. I do have a website, forrestwells.com. When I have major announcements, usually it's there. My first novel, Luna the Lone Wolf, can be found either through my own personal store, there's a link on the website, or you can find it print or ebook, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, really anywhere you can buy a book, it should be available as print or ebook. So you don't have to, you're not stuck to one format or the other.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. I hope it helps some authors out there.
Sure it will.
Thanks again for listening to the Book Echoes podcast. If you would like to chat more about emotion or just give me some feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can find the show notes for all the episodes at bookechoes.com/show. You can also send me an email at connie@bookechoes.com or leave a rating or review on iTunes podcast or Apple podcast rather, Stitcher, Spotify, or the podcast catcher of your choice. And as always, you can find me at bookechoes.com, and my new free Break Your Block writing course is at bookechoes.com/breakblock. Until next time, happy writing.